Tamitha Paul is from Ngāti Awa Waikato Tainui, is the Green MP for Wellington Central and has roles on the Justice Select Committee and is the Green Party spokesperson for Corrections and Courts and Youth Justice, plus police, Wellington issues and housing. So quite a comprehensive mahi for Tamitha, who's kindly with us today. Tuhine tēnā koe, ko Dale, tēnā Tamitha, thanks for joining us today. Ngā mihi.
Morena, Dale.
Hey, how are you finding life? How are you finding life with MP behind your name?
Oh, it's pretty chaotic at the moment. kind of trying to get a grip of what I'm supposed to be doing in here and setting up my office and then, you know, trying to fend off some of these terrible decisions that the government is making. I'm definitely not short of work. So, yeah, that's how it's going. But how are you?
Tēnā koe. Hey, listen, I'm tracking good. We're very pleased at the number of wahine Māori who are in Parliament, and you're adding to that growing list. So hats off to you, Tamitha. I remember speaking with you when you just sort of come out of varsity and we're getting into politics. So I'm really pleased for you, for us as well, that this has morphed into an opportunity to represent here on the political stage. Mauri ora kia koe, Tamitha. Tēnā koe. Okay, well, cultural report writing actually can be very beneficial for people who've had tough, tough lives and they find themselves in front of the court. But, you know, sometimes it's helpful for the judge to understand the circumstances behind what has occurred. The government said, look, it's costing too much to get cultural reports furnished. They seem very valuable. What's your take on the government's moves here?
Well, I think, you know, cultural reports help us to understand the whole range of factors, you know, going on in a person's life that kind of, you know, when someone stands before a judge, it's really important that that judge can fully understand who that person is and what has led them to do what they have done. Because what I think a judge's role is to look at what's happened and then to understand what's going to help this person to change their ways. Because nobody is born bad, nobody is born evil. It's that, you know, it's hurt people hurt people. And if we just write people off and kind of put them through this one-size-fits-all approach and say, oh, well, we're just going to chuck you in a jail cell, that's just going to create even more harm, because in the future they're going to come back out into the community and do the same things over and over again. And it creates more future victims, actually. But if we can understand why somebody has done what they've done, then we can understand how to support them and how to make sure that, you know, we're actually addressing the root cause, not just punishing people, because we know punishment does not reform people, it does not rehabilitate them, it does not make them feel better or be better members of the community. And unfortunately, we can't just get rid of people that we don't like, and we can't get rid of people that, you know, that have done wrong. That's actually our obligation as a community to make sure that people have the tools to make better decisions.
This political lurch to the right that we are witnessing is looking to save money in every direction to fund for the promised tax cuts for Middle New Zealand. And this is just another cost-cutting exercise. It's a pretty crass way to save money, though, don't you think?
Yeah, and it's just kind of defeats the purpose, really, because if you take out all of the kind of preventative stuff at the front end, then you do pay for it later, because the cost of incarcerating people is so much higher than it would take to actually invest in things that do prevent crime. That there is a lot of research to show that having good, affordable and safe housing is crime prevention. Having really good job opportunities with good incomes and livable benefits is crime prevention. Even things like schools and lunches is crime prevention. You know, so the more we put into incarcerating people, it costs longer in the long run because it means people will spend more time in prison. Because if we're not addressing the root of the issue, then they're going to go back out and commit more crime again once they're released. And that costs way more money than actually doing that preventative work in the beginning. But also, if you look at cultural reports at a broader scheme, it can tell us a lot about what the drivers of crime is in general. And we know what those are. A huge number, a majority of people in prison have disabilities. They have mental health issues and addiction issues, and they have very extensive histories of trauma. Most people in prison are deeply traumatized people, and I can tell you now that putting them in jail is not going to heal them. Making sure that they have the right rehabilitative support, that they've got access to counselling and programs that support them to be the best versions of themselves is what will see crime reduced in our communities. That is what will help people feel safe in their communities. But not this whole kind of blanket approach to just throw everyone into a cell and lock them up. That will not work. It's never worked. It doesn't work anywhere in the world. But for some reason, this government loves to ignore evidence and it loves to ignore our own recent history.
And we've got some cultural ideas that have almost been dismissed here. There's been a push for the establishment of community-based rehabilitation facilities, Tamitha. Half of the inmates are our people. That's another story as to why that is the case. But certainly, the prison system is very English. It was imported. And we know that the recidivism stats suggest that it does not work, what we are doing at the moment. Can I assume then you would be an advocate for corridor that still exists, that our people should have more say in the shape of the way we deal with people who have wronged against society? As I mentioned, those community-based rehabilitation facilities, a Taha Māori approach to try to reform attitudes rather than just, as you say, locking them up. Will you be going into bat for change of that type?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of reports, you know, the kind of flagship one being Moana Jackson's report from the 80s, like before I was even born, where he told us that the justice system is racist. There's plenty of evidence that supports that. And, you know, prisons in the way that we know them here in New Zealand, they don't work anywhere in the world. And moreover, we know that Māori are overrepresented in our justice system, you know, despite the fact that we only make up, you know, around 15% of the population, we make up more than 50% of the prison population. And it's even worse for women who are overrepresented in and women's prisons, and our prisons are packed to the brim. You know, I don't know if people realise that, but our prisons are packed to the brim. Many people in prison haven't seen their family since before the COVID lockdown. You know, the conditions are not, they're not the conditions that will actually support people to change their ways. You know, it's the kind of conditions that treat people like animals. And how can we ever expect people to change their ways in an environment like that? And I think there's an assumption out there that this government is whipping up fear in our communities and leading people to believe that if we just lock people up, then that kind of gets rid of the problem. But it doesn't get rid of the problem because people are going to come out after their sentence of sitting in a cell. And I think there's an assumption out there that they're going to sit there, do their time, and think about what they've done. That actually doesn't happen. And it's just like, it's insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a good outcome. It's never going to happen. And then reducing the prison reduction target numbers, you know, again, is a government that is saying we're comfortable locking people up and moving the problem away. But I think people will discover quite quickly that increasing the prison population is going to make our communities even less safe. It's going to make people even angrier. And it's not leadership at all.
Tēnā koe, Tamitha. Thanks so much. Let's talk regularly. Appreciate your viewpoints. Ngā mihi te tuene ki aurera wātu koe.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Ono kore tōru. Whakaraupapa Hāpori 683.